4 years ago, a series of events started to take place in my life. First, one gentleman assaulted me in the street. He just started swinging at me and I was with some other people. And that was then followed by another gentleman who assaulted me at a bus stop. And he called me some names. I think many of you would associate him with someone who has been misled by information of the leadership that is in this country, in the country that many of us refer to as the United States. And then finally, maybe 3 years ago, as I was riding my bike into work, this gentleman with a big American flag on the back tried to run me over with his truck. So, needless to say, right now I'm feeling some new energy coming to me, and I think that's great. Greetings, everyone. My name is Alfredo Gonzalez Valenzuela, and you are now at the Climate Frontline. Good morning, afternoon, evening, wherever you may be. My name is Alfredo Gonzalez Valenzuela, and you are now at the Climate Frontline. We engage different leaders in social movements, industries, and artists to have conversation that center the communities that are the front line of climate change. And we do this, our community does this, one conversation at a time. And today's kind of special, right? I mean, right at this moment as I'm recording this, we still don't know who has been elected to be the next leader of this country who is so influential, called the United States. And I have some episodes ready for you, and I just thought the best thing really that I can do here is just make some space for my reaction and then also provide you some invitations in this episode. So yeah, I also know at this moment in time my brothers and sisters in Honduras are shaken because of Hurricane Ita. But again, I wanted to spend time just reflecting on what has been 3 or 4 days of vote counting and looking over and over at the numbers in Georgia, Pennsylvania, Arizona, Nevada, and other states. So it's been also interesting to see the contrast in the Latino vote. I think a few news outlets are talking about this. The fact that the Latinos in Florida have voted one way, and it seems increasingly that Latinos in the West Coast are voting a different way. And that to me is something that shows, you know, the diversity of people that are part of the Latino community, and that we're not just Latinos or brown people. Often I'm even mistaken as Mexican. So, as I had stated in the beginning of this episode, you know, these three things that happened to me soon thereafter the current president was elected were, I think, very closely related to a lot of the energy and leadership that this person ignites in people. And so I think since then, in one way, shape, or another, this leadership has affected me in a way that has been negative, right? I mean, people all over the United States, I think clearly we can see now with the numbers that are coming in, resonate with that message and support that type of leadership. So there's this element of being able to code switch when you see these people, when I'm even around people in this street, in the neighborhood that I'm in, and folks ask me, you know, well, there's no diversity problem here, or statements like these. I don't think you can really expect someone, as an example, me, to really voice my opinion when you're surrounded by people who see otherwise, right? Like, it's like asking someone who has been bullied to speak in front of the people that have bullied them. It's like asking women who have been in difficult situations to try to explain to a bunch of men what other men did. It's just not going to happen. And if it does happen, it's just dismissed. And it was actually one of these scenarios that I was talking about, the three scenarios that I had begun with, that took place during work time, and I had to report it, and the folks in my office dismissed it. So it's been this chain of dismissal and really, for me, it's pivoted to making sure I have the space and folks to back me up and just talk through what's been going on at a national level and local levels, whether that's in the Pacific Northwest or California, even folks right now from Brazil. Some friends of mine in Latin America messaged me saying to take care because they're aware of the riots. So this is something that folks around the world are watching. And yeah, so those are some of my thoughts of what's going on right now. Again, right now it seems like there's some leads taking place for the Democratic nominee, and I'm not here to necessarily celebrate this, but I will state that I have felt already a positive change of energy within me, and I felt it last night. And I just hope that continues, because I can feel the energy shifting. And maybe it's because of their Mercury retrograde also. It could be for many different reasons, but that's kind of where I'm at today. So I would love to hear how you're taking all this in and how you're handling it. I had stated in a previous episode that I wanted to take some time to continue to build these relationships with you. As you all know, the holiday season is coming, and with that, I think, comes an opportunity for me to spend time with family more so. And that may mean that the episodes are gonna come to a halt. So that's my way of giving you a heads up that this first season is coming to an end. But I'm excited for the next season, because I already have some great ideas that folks have been letting me know about. Also, just taking a look at who's been listening in. I know a handful of folks in the West Coast have been listening in, a few in the East Coast, in different states, which has been interesting to me. There's also some person in France who's just listening to this, and je m'appelle Alfredo, comment ça va? Yeah, I just wanted to let you know that, you know, it's coming to an end, but I also wanted to invite you, if you visit climatefrontline.com, there is a section to join the newsletter. And I recently came to find out that two folks have joined that newsletter. And I thought that this could be a great opportunity to just invite you to join the newsletter. And I'll be spending time creating content there. But I also wanted you to join that newsletter because two folks have already joined in. And I'm going to say that by the end of November, the folks that are joined into that newsletter will be put into this drawing for this these things that I have for you, these gifts for this community that I have. So I have with me this box. I don't know if you can hear it, but it's a box that has a bunch of little gifts inside. So let me tell you about these little gifts. There's a couple hats from Peru. They are different sizes. So if you have a kid who, you know, has a smaller head, we will have an option for you there. There's a couple t-shirts from Peru as well. There's a soccer jersey that's still relatively new. There are alpaca sweaters for the winter time of different kinds. There's actually three of them. There are different socks from my aunt's shop in the Mission District in San Francisco that are two for men or one. I mean, they can all be used for whichever gender. So there they are. There's some headbands. There's some bracelets. There's a little gift for a couple who may be looking for a gift to show their love with each other. A little kind of gift that can stand by itself or be hung in the house that you live in. That is maybe 10 or 15 items that I have in this box next to me. And I want to give them out to you because in some ways, I think it's a nice gesture to just give back to this community that has been listening into these conversations. But also, I understand that like many folks like to have something with them when they speak about, hey, you know, these conversations that I'm listening to, or this project that I heard of, or these things that the folks from the Climate Frontline are talking about. And even just a small little alpaca, like the intro video you'll see on the website, I think goes a long way to having that conversation when you do have people over. Or maybe even you're just talking to someone on Zoom, right? Or whatever other platform, and they see this little gift in the back, and it's just an opportunity to make space for those conversations, make space for a different perspective that's not in the mainstream media, make space for those folks who are at the front line of climate change. So yeah, that is the invitation that I have for you today. And it will be open until the end of the month for Neelam and Rob, who have already joined. Thank you for doing that. You are now entered into the quote-unquote raffle. And yeah, I think that's all I got for you today. Take some time to go on a walk, be in the with the trees if you're able to. Go out with nature. And if nothing else, maybe cook something with your family. Cook something together. Paint. You know, find your ways to deal with this uncertainty that we're currently facing. And I hope that this change of energy is a positive one as we move forward into the rest of this calendar year and onwards. So what else do I got for you? Make sure to follow us on Instagram at the Climate Frontline. And we are also on Facebook. Thank you so much for the folks that have joined the community there. If you've been getting value out of this podcast, also leave a review on the Apple Podcast. Like I said, this season is closing off soon. So if you have ideas or there are things you are seeing in your work, things that are coming up for you as you think of the Climate Frontline or how to make space in your work so that the communities at the front line are part of that work and are integrated in that work. Even if you just have no idea of how to make that happen, I would love to hear from you so that I can think of ways in which we can create access, we can create conversations, and ultimately center the voices and perspectives of those who are at the front line of climate change. And so with that, I will see you next time. Take care. Bye-bye. Ow. The communities who are experiencing the worst effects of climate change are those who are best positioned to innovate solutions. Thank you for tuning in and being part of Changing the Narrative. See you next time at the Climate Frontline.